Hey there, Patriots. How are you today? Thanks for stopping by, Lori and Company. I set up another show, and it kept showing a previous show as a startup audio, so I wasn't sure if it was going to just automatically play or not. So I, expecting the worst, I set up a live show, so that in case the other one doesn't work, there will still be a show at noon. If you don't know why I do shows at noon, mainly because I really like the movie High Noon with Gary Cooper, where he is a newlywed and he stands up to the gang that's coming into town and stands up alone. And I feel like I'm Gary Cooper. I'm just kidding, but I feel like noon is a good time because where we are in the world, it's easy to figure out, you know, what time to tune in. I have a friend in Florida and people on the East Coast that I'm hoping someday will call into my show. And I thought it'd be easier than, you know, having them have to do it at 6 o'clock in the morning. So that's why the show is always at noon. Sorry, it's like I'm off air. All right, it says I'm connected. I don't know, folks. It's not fun, I'll tell you that much. It's fun to do a show if you have, you know, a bunch of people helping you and fancy studio that's soundproof. You don't have chickens and dogs barking and construction going on. I want to mention, since I'm on here, I think, still, which I thought I was out, kicked off. I wanted to mention that you know, with contractors, you know, it's a really awkward situation when you hire a contractor, especially the ones that are popular, because, you know, they're going to be at your place for a long time. And it's important to have a couple of things that I've learned from the past discussed, because there's going to be a lot more building going on, a lot more people improving their homes, because when this cabal goes down, there's going to be a boom in the economy like you've never seen before. And that's what Trump meant when he said you're going to get tired of winning. Okay, it's going to be a whole new world. And I'm not, you know, looking at things through rose-colored glasses. I actually know it, and many other people do too. So the prep work that is being laid down now, the things that are being discussed, and the preparations that are in place, they're important, because people saw ahead and they knew what was going to happen, and they, you know, alerted the public, etc. But that doesn't mean that, you know, like you snap your fingers and the evil people go away and everything's fine. Dandy, it's going to take a lot of work, and you know, Trump can't do it by himself. But I will tell you that, you know, Trump took down the cabal, the mafia, you know, Pelosi's relatives. Yeah, I said it. does people know that Hillary's father was working for Al Capone, and he took over when Al Capone was in prison on income tax evasion? I mean, these people are so slimy, and that's how they rise up to the top. It's not the cream rising to the top. It's the turds running up to the top. Yeah. And that's why I get so frustrated. Like, someone like me gets so abused and browbeaten and pushed down and smeared and, you know, all the stuff that I've gone through. And for what? So I can sit here and try to help other people not have happened to them what happened to me and my family. Can't even get my websites to work right. They're set up and they're working, and then suddenly somebody goes on and changes things. I mean, come on. Anyway, I wanted to say this about hiring contractors. I think I mentioned one of my recent shows that when I was organizing this big 60th anniversary event at local college, I was all proud of myself because I really got all the, you know, components of the college to come together and showcase what they had, including the observatory and the glass blowing shop and all the things that really made the college unique. And then I got a balloon company to come down and give balloon rides, and I was happy about it until I realized that all they had to do to fulfill their contract was show up and set up. They didn't take anybody up. Okay. I was blamed on me, and I didn't realize that, you know, there was a little special wording in the contract because claimed that it was too windy, and it wasn't too windy. Balloons are flying all over, you know, like Rancho Santa Fe all the time, hot air balloon rides. So when you are hiring a contractor, you have to be really careful about the ones you hire. And a lot of them, the smaller ones, they haven't got their stuff together, meaning they don't have a whole, you know, nearby warehouse filled with tools and equipment, and they don't have a big team. The contractor my twin hired, they're having labor issues because they can't keep people, because they're all either, you know, rather get unemployment rather than learn a new skill, or they're claiming to have COVID so they can get COVID checks. You know, so the labor force is being undermined, and that's one of the reasons why I'm talking about this right now, is because, just basic things you need to think about before you hire someone that's going to be around your place. They've got to put in a porta pot for their workers. Okay, you shouldn't have to have your toilets used by every Tom, Dick, and Harry that they've hired for their job. And especially in the day of, you know, hepatitis and AIDS and HIV. So that should be in the contract, and that should be clearly spelled out. You shouldn't be told that you can have, you know, choice A or B. You should be able to hire a contractor and tell them that you want to pick out, you know, the granite or the tile or the flooring, whatever, and that they put it in. So the price should be all-inclusive, but it shouldn't be that they are padding it up on the materials, because they're making plenty on the labor, and there's a big company that's nearby called Floor and Decor, and they have an incredible selection of materials. And they basically give contractors discounts, but they also, the prices are such that you could actually, you know, find closeouts and things and, you know, do a small bathroom or backsplash or whatever, you know, very reasonably. The other thing I want to talk about with hiring professionals is you have to know who they are. One of the reasons why I keep promoting Winston Witties, I knew him when he was a young man and just doing DJ stuff on the side. And before he was famous, before he wrote a book, before he started his new profession, which his book is Find Your Flow. And he was so helpful to me at this event that I did in Rancho Bernardo as a volunteer. And, you know, he didn't get paid. I just promoted him, and I didn't get paid either. But he was so helpful, and he did what he said. He came when he said he would, and he was a trooper. And the same with David Samaya, whose family used to be bakers, and he's an award-winning photographer. He does really all kinds of photography, but his specialty is portraits. And his logo is on my Celebration Depot site. And he's doing other things now too, but he's very connected to the Latina community. And David is a good guy, and he did so much for me when I was trying to help other businesses stay in business and circle the wagons way back, in the mid 2000s. And then Lee Coulter, he performed all of his original work, and he's such a great musician and such a great lyricist. I knew he was a rising star, and his music has helped me get through some really rough times, and he's a young guy, and his father was military, and I think he's Dutch Indonesian, and he was raised in Australia, which the Dutch people have a lot of Indonesians in their country because of the Indonesian islands that were under Dutch control, like the Dutch Antilles, and Aruba is Dutch. Saint Martin is as well. So the Dutch are a diverse population, but then on top of it, the globalists imported other nations, people like from Algeria and people that hate white people. Sorry. So that's how. That's why the Dutch people are so stymied now and can't have free speech because their population's been hijacked. Their government and their communities have been hijacked. Yeah, I said it. And in England, the same thing has happened. You have whole areas of England that are no-go zones of London and in there because they'd be killed by the Muslim population. They're all living off of the English taxpayers. Yeah, I said it. And then on top of it, you have little villages in the outskirts of England, in the Yorkshire and Wantage and Herts and those kind of places. And the folks are dumping in radical militants into small villages, villages that can't even have enough jobs to support their own people, their own community, and they're dumping in, 1,000 new refugees that, don't have any skills, can't speak English, hate Western culture, and don't share anything, including the language or the values or the faith. They're radical Islam and fundamentalists, head choppers. Yeah, I said it. So you have Europe being transformed into a third world country, and now it's here in America. And Australia already went under because a long time ago, Australia surrendered their guns. And, any country that doesn't have the ability to defend themselves ends up being under really wicked powers. And that's why Australia is way far gone. The only thing that's going to save Australia is if you people wake up and elect Ricardo Bossi. That's the only thing that's going to save you. Someone like McTeague or whatever his name was. I met him once when he was visiting San Diego area. the former prime minister. You've got to take your country back, because we can't do it all by ourselves, people. And maybe that's why all around the country, there's all around the world, there's people listening to my show, because maybe I'm getting through to someone. I don't know. Anyway, the reason I'm kind of rattling on about what to think about when you hire people, it makes a big difference with professionals, and that's why, you know, you can hire a very busy, very highly rated professional organization, like, say, Maricall Construction, has been around for a long time, or Charcoal Construction. There's a few other ones that are big contractors. But, you know, they put the time into training their people and teaching them about, you know, manners and follow through, and, you know, going over what has been decided by the client, you know, what they're going to do, and making sure that you do the right thing. You know, you have to rip out what you put in because you weren't listening and you didn't do what you were told, or you just blew it off because you got tired of listening, or because you're so stressed out about your own problems, like our contractor, my sister's contractor, is, that, you know, you're not paying attention. So, you know, I think there's a way to do this, but it requires a lot of communication. And that's one of the things that I seem to be lacking with young people today. Don't listen, and they have, you know, very poor communication skills, which is why a lot of companies who don't want to have the drama and don't want to have the turnover and waste time training people and having them, you know, leave because they're taking another job, or because they can't get out of bed to go to work because they don't have any work ethics, or things like that. That's why a lot of old, established companies are hiring retired people, because, or people that, you know, are just looking to supplement their income, that, you know, maybe interested in full-time work, because it's very expensive to hire people, train people, recruit people. And so that's what companies are working on now, is employee retention. You want to keep the good ones, obviously, but you also want them to recruit or tell others about the company, and that way you save time and money having a referral from someone that's doing a good job. So I'm mentioning this because for these events, and there's going to be more of them, and there's going to be more in other countries, because every country has the same problem. They have people who are need work. They have people who are trying to raise money for, you know, a cause, and it might not be the, like in my case, it's to draw attention to the organizations I highlight, and also to help Rawhide Ranch, because I think they're, you know, equipped and ready to up for this mission. You know, they are vetted. They are, you know, well known and well respected. So that's why I want, I'm asking people to help them, but that also has a ripple. A ripple effect where you have other local businesses in the area benefit from the influx of what's going on at the Rawhide Ranch, or at building a new school, or, you know, building a theme park, or whatever it might be that's, you know, going on when this evil cabal is finally taken down and we can actually have a thriving economy again. So what does that mean? Well, you know, for one thing, hospitality and travel. You know, people, I have a AAA membership. I had, you know, why am I paying for that? I haven't been able to go anywhere because of stinking lockdown in California. So, you know, that would increase AAA membership because people would need more roadside service, right? So that's, you know, an obvious one. How about the hospitality, all the resorts and all the B&Bs and all the hotels? You know, they would benefit from, you know, more more tourism, right? How about the people who make food or serve food or do events, about the special venues that I know about from being in the wedding industry that are hard to get into, and you wouldn't know about them because they don't even have to advertise anymore because they are so popular. Well, you know, that would definitely be a boom for those small businesses. So I am telling you this because we need someone to head up basically a core, like what we had during World War II, which were, they were called construction battalions. And they were in charge of, you know, getting things set up when they had the enlisted people show up, that everything be ready and built, and, you know, everything from latrines, showers, you know, all this stuff that goes into taking care of and feeding, you know, a troop of people, a troop of troops. So that's what we need right now. We need a construction battalion leader. And I thought it was Mike Rowe, but, you know, he might be the figurehead for the idea of having training and internships available for returning veterans, as well as people that are coming out of rehab programs. And I'm sorry, you know, they can't be just thrown on the side of the road and under a bridge. We have to help these people. And, you know, I am trying to figure out how to do this. And I know if we put our heads together, we can come up with a solution. But we need someone who's well-known, like I think Mike Rowe would be a perfect candidate for that role. And then to be recruiting after military come out from their hit, that they are said, you know, told, you know, hey, do you want to learn how to do plumbing? You want to learn HVAC? You want to learn construction? If you want to work on, you know, doing grants, we had a military veteran as a tenant briefly, and that's another story, but he was disabled because of being in the military for years, and his body was injured, and his hearing, he had ringing in the ears, and he ended up doing grant writing and proposals, because he was a really smart, nice guy. And, you know, so that's a shout out to Nick. So, you know, that's the thing that we need to be thinking about, is getting to the point where it's not homeless people on the streets, veterans without homes, veterans that aren't getting care. And it's one thing that President Trump really was good at. He tried to straighten out the VA, which was filled with Democrats and Obama's operatives that took great pleasure in telling our veterans that they couldn't get seen for months, and that they couldn't have their drugs for killing their pain and all that stuff. And so President Trump loves the veterans, and he is loved by them. So you have these Democrats like Scott Peters talking about, you know, the Republicans trying to hurt the veterans. It's the Democrats that have done that over and over and over again. You can't manage money and take it away from the people that need it, including the homeless. Because you've got to import a whole new population into America that votes for you dumbasses than to try to straighten out any problems. And that's why I can't stand Democrats. Okay, they are wicked to the core. And the ones that aren't are just stupid or uninformed. That's why I don't talk to my Democrat family members, because they're stupid. And I am so fed up with them wrecking up our lives with their stupidity. So there's a lot of reasons to be thinking about the military, because with the unexpected withdrawal from Middle East that Biden, B-U-Y-E-D-I-N, a pathetic fossil of a man, what he did in the Middle East was criminal. And it also displaced a lot of our military because they weren't transitioned out of the military. They're just suddenly, we don't need you anymore. And they're here and they're back home and they're trying to get care for their injuries or for their PTSD. And they also need to have training and work rehab and learn how to get back into civilian life after being in the military life for so long. The reason we need the military to be going into politics because they're used to getting things done and also getting along with others. They're not going to be as likely to do criminal things because they are normally, unless they're Democrats, very honorable, good people. And I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings as a Democrat that I'm insulting your whole party, but you're filled with vermin. And take a look around, okay? You have Marxists, Muslim Brotherhood, bigots, white people haters. That's what your party has become. You know, it's divisive, evil, destructive, violent, criminal cartel it ever was. We're taking it out of power because you don't deserve it. You're unworthy. Yep. That's what's next. You might want to get out of town because it's going to come crashing down on you. Anyway, so the reason I'm talking about this right now is because I want to mention a couple of things. It's a tour. I've been talking about that. Clay Clark has the connections and the clout and the ability to pull something like this off. I mean, tours going around the country. And it started actually with Robert Steele, Steele, with his movement that was called Unrig. And, supposedly they are trying to tell people that the rigging of the next election won't happen because, they're on top of things and they know how they did it. I think people are so turned off, so discouraged, so demoralized. I mean, I have trouble staying optimistic when we don't want to see, a video of Durham, the special prosecutor, going into a building. That's not enough, okay? We want to see these criminals on display on every network channel, every paid-off scumbag communist channel with these people that did this to us, that stole an election and put us on lockdown for 2 years out here in California and ruined businesses and made people lose their houses and lose their jobs and have their kids not be able to finish college and all kinds of crap that came because of what these demon rats did. We want to see them on TV in handcuffs. Okay. And if that's not going to happen, there's going to be a war and they're going to they messed with the American people. Cause what you saw on January 6th, that was just a little taste of what would come. Okay. They were there to witness the certification of a bogus, obviously illegal stolen election. And then they put their operatives, the demon rats put their operatives in to make it even worse by seeming like it was, insurrection and all that. The insurrection was done by the Democrats and it was done long, long ago. You people should have been totally demolished as a party, you wicked people, way back when you made the Civil War happen and wanted slavery. So, so freaking evil. I don't mean to get so upset and nasty, but God, it's like, can't you just take a powder and go away? You've got millions of dollars. You've got many mansions, Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and Chris Dodd and all the rest of these scumbags, Leahy and Kennedy's. You got what you need. You got what you, your ill-gotten gains. You never hired anyone or did anything. It's have foundations and slush money into it like Hillary does. And John Kerry does, and all the rest of you shit. Can't you just leave us alone, American people? Can't you just stop meddling in foreign affairs and giving our tax dollars to countries that want to kill us? Is that too much to ask? Oh. Anyway, getting back to trying to get a construction battalion. Construction battalion needs a leader, needs somebody famous. I think Mike is a perfect candidate if he's willing to. But it means having in each state, and in California is such a big state, you need probably two or three at least, groups that are led by former military. And I think that that would be a great way to have the organization and, you know, the morality of the military, which, you know, our military, until Obama came on the scene, was the best educated, most highly trained in the world, okay? Obama did his best to dismantle our military and defund it and to, you know, make our troops learn how to walk around in heels so they can see what it feels like to be a woman and all the crap that that evil piece of did. But in general, our military is filled with good people with great skills and honor, because that's, you know, they volunteered to serve their country. It's a volunteer army. They're not mandated to do it. In other countries like Holland, you have to have your oldest, second oldest, I think, serve. It's mandatory. In Israel, it's mandatory. Okay, America has an all-volunteer army, and that's important because it means the people that go in, they want to do something. Like Tillman, who was a football star, he volunteered after 9/11 to go into the military, and he was murdered by friendly fire. Yeah, and guess who those friendly fire were? The cabal assets told to take him out. There's so much more than what has been told, and I didn't want to know it. It just came to me, okay? So I'm telling you this for a reason, that they're going to have to employ the military to stamp down the civil unrest that's coming. And the civil unrest is coming from the left, as usual, you know, the ones that burned down towns and businesses and murdered babies and kids that, you know, BLM were involved with. You know, do you know that the BLM head person has bought, you know, five mansions with the donations and that witch received? Yeah. Anyway. Ugh. You know, Obama did so much as a half white man to ruin race relations. He did more damage than any other president before him, even the ones that segregated, that were Democrats. Now, who do you think Dr. King was fighting in the South, and who put him in the Alabama jail? Democrats. Yeah, get with the program, people. Wake up. I mean, I would say that JFK was pretty charming, but, you know, why would a Republican Protestant pastor, Dr. King, vote for a Democrat JFK? Why would he do that? Get a little help, a little inducement, like putting him in prison and saying, you vote, get your family and your people to vote for this, the first Catholic president, Democrat JFK, or we'll put the rest of your family in prison. I'm not saying JFK did that or Bobby did that. I'm saying that a Democrat party run by the KKK, yeah, it was founded by the KKK, did that. They do intimidation, you know, beating up people and that kind of stuff. Anyway, I'm talking about this because we're going to need to have leaders step up to help keep the communities, you know, from infighting, put it that way. And I'd like to think that there's a plan in place to take care of this mess that has been created by demon rats, stupid Republicans who, you know, have got to go along than stand up. But, yeah, I'm starting to lose confidence that they're going to actually uphold their oath of office and protect the American people. You have Democrats on video, famous Democrats, saying that, you know, the Republican Party is going to be destroyed because, you know, the population has changed. Said we had natural immigration going on, and, you know, we had 10,000 new immigrants arrive every year, and they, you know, had skills, and they integrated and, you know, became part of a peaceful society that is, you know, pro-U.S. Constitution and pro-liberty and pro-God. No, they imported other nations that hate us into our country, and the whole plan is to take over. And, you know, they'll just come to your house, kill you, take over your house. Yeah, that's what's going on in South Africa. The stuff that's being done to the people in South Africa, no one talks about. It's being done to them by Muslim extremists. And the depravity and the level of violence is very hard to talk about. You know, I'm talking about cutting people up and torturing them. I'm talking about, you know, anal penetration of old ladies, just so they can, cutting off their, you know, chest, their breath. I mean, you don't want to know what's going on in the rest of the world, but I'm telling you, what's going on there is going to come here. So you better get with the program, and I mean the program of liberty and justice for all, and you better sit down and shut up when famous people are arrested on camera, because guess what? We got to do this, or it's going to get really, really crazy, really wild. I mean, it'll be like the Wild Wild West everywhere. All right, so it's Mike Rowe. If he can talk about the program, the CB program, the construction battalion, I think that, that's the answer that you get, you know, in each section of the country, in each area, a battalion with a leadership in place, and they look for talent. They look for people who are ready to get new skills, and then also pass them on when, you know, once they have, you know, accomplished, let's say, remodeling, you know, 3 homes, and they get to be in charge of a team, and to help them get on their feet. And some of the people are going to be military. Some of the people are going to be people that made bad choices. And guess what? You know, not everyone has coping skills. You know, when times get tough, some people turn to a bottle. Some people become, you know, angry and violent. Some people, you know, end up not having the anger management skills to keep a job, that kind of stuff. I don't have anger management problems, okay? I do want to talk about Democrats. I was able to keep jobs. I worked for really pathetic employers, and I'll go into that in my book, but, you know, really backwards employers and dishonest employers. So I want you to think about people that you know that have skills, and they might be willing to show them in workshops, and they can charge a fee. You know, if you want to learn about the paperwork you need to do, you know, file for permits and how you get around them. I mean, I spent a day at the San Diego permits facility, whatever it's called. I can't remember what the name of it is. And you can't, it's like a runaround. Like, you can't get answers. You can't get anything done. You can't get a lot of information, but nothing, it doesn't really say anything. I mean, they are the biggest bureaucracy around besides the U.S. government. So, you know, it would be great if you had people that could streamline building, understood codes, understood, you know, getting permits, that kind of stuff. We just spent a lot of money on upgrading our electricity, only to find out that, you know, it might be up to code still. You know, so that's one of the reasons why I'm angry, that I feel like I keep spinning my wheels, and I can't even get people to come out and quote on, you know, better security gate than what we have, because they're, you know, rather be sitting at home watching TV, getting their government checks. So, you know, I just really think that's time to have some leaders step up and help fix up America by, and at the same time, be helping returning military and people who are getting a second chance at life. And there are people who, you know, make errors. I talked to someone whose husband had been under the, he was drunk and he killed someone when he was driving. Yeah, so he had to go to rehab and go to prison and all that stuff. So, but those people, you know, say that happens to them when they're in their 20s or 30s, they can have their lives destroyed and ruined because of one night, one era, one horrible mistake. So we have to have compassion. And it's really hard to have compassion when people aren't kind. And I haven't had a whole lot of kindness in my life. I've had a couple of divine interventions and some blessings, but in general, you know, I can't be bragging about something that, you know, was, you know, some wonderful thing that happened to me, at least not yet. But I really think this is part of what Mike Lindell can get involved with. He has the Lindell Recovery Network. And he's in so much trouble because of the cabal coming after him for daring to expose the fraud of the 2020 election. And Mike had spent like $30 million of his own money on trying to hire experts and, you know, mathematicians and computer voting machine experts, you know, all kinds of work that was done that he had to pay for in order to get the answers of what happened on the election of 2020. And he's not doing it because he's a partisan hack or because he's, you know, President Trump's, you know, buddy. He's doing it because he's a good American and he doesn't want to have our elections stolen by really unscrupulous, evil, demented, wicked, greedy scum like the Democrat Party. And that, you know, we don't have any say. We don't have a fair and free election. We don't have representation. I'm like, how can Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter, big fake, you know, that he is, who started Habitat for Humanity, how can you be looking at yourself in the mirror and pretending that we had a free and fair election in 2020 or even for the last 20 years? You know that you Democrats are stealing it. You know that you're unworthy. You know that you can't solve anything. All you know how to do is steal money and waste it. That's what you do. And you're also a bunch of perverts. So how can you, Jimmy Carter, look at yourself in the mirror and pretend that you're some humanitarian that goes around the world talking about free and fair elections when we haven't had that in our own country? Yet we're supposed to pay taxes when we don't have any say. We have other nations, people coming in and canceling our votes. You don't know what a hornet's nest evil Democrats have kicked. Ugh. I wish I was younger. I wish I was younger, put it that way. Because I would be kicking ass and taking names. Anyway, I'm talking about this because we need to get these organizations in each state organized now. And I'm going to say organizations, but I don't know what to even call them. It's not just going to be that they would go and make, you know, a big, you know, big center for, you know, having kids sports and swimming and ball fields. I'm not talking about like just parks and that kind of stuff. I'm talking about more than that with what has been talked about by other people who can see ahead. Healing centers where you would receive a different kind of care than what you are currently getting from your doctor, where you go into a, what they call med beds. If you want to know more about what I'm talking about, Project Camelot discusses it. There are a lot of people that are aware of it, but they seem to be keeping their mouths closed. you know, look at Teddy Kennedy, how he looked as the lifetime drunk that he was. And he was, sorry, but that's the truth. He was driving a car with his pregnant mistress in it when he went into the Chappaquiddick or whatever it was, river, and she drowned conveniently. He went into one of those biodome things, and he, you know, looked amazing. Of course, it was right before he croaked. But I'm not very much a fan of him because, you know, if you don't know or remember the Boston Dig, the Big Dig, that was Teddy Kennedy. And you know, what I resent about these crooks that are in power is that they pretend that they're decent and moral and good and you're working, but doing the people's business. You're lining your own pockets, and we know what you're doing. And now with modern technology and the ability to track everything, you know, you can't get away with it. You know, every phone call, every email, every text message, there's bugs everywhere. There's cameras everywhere. So even if you're meeting out in some park and you think you're safe, you're not, okay? Our own government is so out of control that the good people that are left in it are spying on our elected officials. So that everything that you did is known. Stop pretending that you're holy and mighty and, you know, that you're untouchable. You're gonna be so shocked when it all comes down. Anyway, one of the things that, you know, if you're working from home, I would say it's important to get dressed and prepared as if you're going to go to work, even if you are working from home, because it changes your attitude. I mean, one of the reasons why I don't want to be on video is I'm not photogenic and I'm not, and I look worse than I really do in real life. And I don't have all the lighting and all that stuff, but on top of it, you know, it takes a certain amount of confidence and ability to not, you know, dart your eyes around or twist your mouth when you say certain words. I have a speech impediment, so that makes it even harder for me. But you know, I really think that it's important to prepare each day as if you're going to work. And I also think, when in relation to this construction corps that I'm advocating, which would be, you know, a group in each state, in each section of the states, divided up by quadrants, I guess, so that there'd be enough help. I mean, they could be doing, even just building barns so that people can have events and workshops, you know, that would be a great foundation to start, where you'd be able to take in money because you're using it to, you know, do this retraining effort and skill training, and that at the same time those event barns could be used for raising money for causes. Like, you know, my heart's in trying to help these kids that have been rescued. And, you know, I could just give a little bit of money and, you know, be done with it, but this could be so much more if people would just get behind it. Yeah, it's kind of frustrating for me because I saw the way I set my site up, I could see that there was, you know, like 300 plus donations coming in, and then suddenly it all disappeared. And I don't know if I did something about realizing it to reset the donor wall or what, but I can't even prove that I'm, you know, I can't even see what's going on. So it's like I'm in the dark all the time and I feel so frustrated. But it was working, like my shopping carts were working, but now they're not working. So it's like I'm like really spending a lot of time on trying to figure out these troubles and problems. I wanted to volunteer this summer at the ranch, but, you know, you would think that after what I've been trying to do that the ranch would be calling me up and asking me to come over and, you know, talk about things, but they don't. So, you know, the disrespect that I've been shown has really hurt my feelings. And yeah, so I feel like, well, why should I be doing what I'm doing when I can't even be treated, you know, with any common decency or manners? Well, yeah, but if I didn't do this, you wouldn't be getting, you know,
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with a Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own cold foam adventure?
That's right, and no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings. But now I shine with your reflection on me. I'm getting back up on my feet.
Sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.